gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday edition, this February 2nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. Lots of information. We are so excited. The class for tomorrow is sold out. All the tickets have been given to those who donated. We greatly appreciate you doing that. Those who purchased tickets, we got people coming from Traverse City. We got people coming from all over our listening area, and it's going to be a fantastic class. Looking forward to it tomorrow, 9:30. So we're excited, and we'll have some folks on next week to talk about the class, talk about how much they learned and the new direction they're going, and I'm going to recruit. Oh, you bet I'm going to recruit tomorrow. Mackinac County Republican Party. You guys are going to grow your party, number one, and we are going to get some candidates to run for county commissioner in Mackinac County, file their paperwork, and be on the Republican primary ballot. We are going to get real patriots elected. Elected everywhere, not just Mackinac County, but Presque Isle County, Sheboygan County, Sault Ste. Marie. Yes, we are excited and looking forward to it. So let me start off by saying thank you. Thank you to the donors that donated some seats for the class. Thank you to Roxanne Dufort and Kathy Perry and the others that helped out there at the Mackinac County Republican Party. And also I want to thank Quality Inn. You guys are fantastic, what you're doing for us, getting folks there tonight. We actually are going to be getting a room there and staying at the Quality Inn on Boulevard Avenue, the one closest to the bridge. It's not the lake one. It is the one at 561 Boulevard, right off of US 2. Also, I want to thank Gustafson's Smoked Fish and Beef Jerky out of Brevoort, Bedoin's Marathon there in Naubenway, Seawald's Towing. Greatly appreciate Lewis and all the great Patriot folks there. And as well, I'd like to thank Frisky's Farm Market. We're going to be picking up the fresh apples today, heading up to Sault Ste. Marie to see Dr. Jeff. Yes, Mr. Snoop and Dr. Jeff get to meet for the first time today and give him his checking his weight and checking his shots and looking at his teeth and his ears and get a report card from Dr. Jeff on Mr. Snoop. So we're excited. Got a great show lined up for you today. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Rusty Chatfield. We have probably one of the most packed shows that we've done in a long time. Let's see. Greg O'Neill, loud and clear from Livingston County on the web. Greatly appreciate you checking in, Greg. Officer Rick, I'm still losing weight. He's looking to get off his blood pressure medications. Dropping. So, yep, continue the good work. A half a pound, three quarters of a pound, yep, that's where you're at now. You're going to start to plateau pretty soon. So, anyway, got a great show. Looking forward to it. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. I just got notification that one of the people who was hoping to take advantage of one of the free tickets, he's got a family emergency situation happening. He needs to be slightly downstate this weekend, will not be able to attend. So If you missed out and you want the last free ticket, text me free. No, text me FC. Free. No, let's do this because I had FCs the other day. Let's do FT. Free ticket. FT as in Tom, ticket. FT. If you want it, text me your name and your email address. I'll change the sign-in sheet. I'll reprint it out with your name on there instead of Rob's, and we'll get you this last free ticket. So greatly appreciate, Rob, you letting me know ahead of time. We're going to change the sign-in sheet. But the class is tomorrow morning. Okay. Let's get this message back to her real quick. iPhone, the Apple Store. We'll text that net where he needs to go. All right, very good. Greatly appreciate that. Hey, one other thing I did want to mention is the fact that we have some Republicans in the Senate standing up and doing the right thing. However, I think this is going to be an absolutely act in futility. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think this is a situation where he and other Senate Republicans are going to fail, and I think it's a complete waste of time. Who am I talking about? Our favorite state senator, John DeMoose. Senate Republicans call to restore the full read by grade 3 A to F progress-based teacher evaluations. Senate Republicans are calling for restoration of Michigan's full read by grade 3 student retention statute and the A to F report card style school ranking system, which were both killed by the Democrats last year. They're also bringing bills forward similar to the previous legislation for student opportunity scholarships for K through 12 students with disabilities, at-risk youth, and foster care children. While formerly holding majorities in the Senate and the House, Republicans approved bills to provide general education students with up to $500 a year and up to $1,000 yearly for special education students for scholarships. Well, wait a minute. What do they need scholarships for if they're going to be going to public schools? Oh, that's right. The money is supposed to be used for private schools, charter schools. Legislation received the governor's anticipated veto, as the scholarships could be used to cover non-public school tuition costs and offered tax credits to private program donors. Yeah, she vetoed that on November 5th of 2021. State Senator John DeMoose said, quote, "The simple fact is, with Michigan ranking so low in nearly every indicator of the educational success, now is not the time to be loosening up our standards. Our caucus believes that the MI for Michigan, MI Brighter Future Plan, will get us headed in the right direction again. And that starts with the first pillar, setting the bar high," said John DeMoose. He's also the Senate Education Committee's minority vice chair. He said this statement at a press conference they held yesterday morning. Yes. Unbelievable. Why? Because it doesn't have a snowball chance in heck of going anywhere. It's a political stunt. And honestly, I'm embarrassed that him and Eric Nesbitt and other Republican senators would even stand up behind a podium with that sign introducing a package of bills that they know have absolutely no snowball chance in heck of going anywhere. This is a complete facade. This is a complete joke. The Senate Republicans' Michigan Brighter Future Plan will consist of 10 bills, which will include building up the state's 2016 Read by Grade 3 law, which was stripped out of its authority to retain third graders, hold them back, not to promote them to fourth grade if they performed badly on standardized reading tests. The retention language took effect in the spring of 2021. With participation in the English language portion, I should say when participation in the English language portion of the MSTEP dropped from 96.5% in 2019 to 71.2%. That's what these Senate Republicans are claiming. Eliminating that bill has already caused our students to start testing, a 25% drop. According to the Education Policy Innovation Collaborative at Michigan State University. Point 0.3% of all tested third graders were expected to be retained. Although technically, according to these previous laws, they could have held back almost 5%. Why? Because almost 5% of our third graders can't read. They're not teaching the kids in the state of Michigan. And so what is Governor Gretchen Whitmer's reasoning behind it? They're not getting enough money. It's always money, 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 money. Why? Because the union teachers, the retired ones especially, with more money coming to them in their benefits package, current teachers working, actively getting a paycheck. Well, when they get more money, they can donate more to Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt said the complete Read by Grade 3 law was never fully implemented due to COVID-19 pandemic, adding that they went ahead and pulled it back. It's time that it gets fully implemented to provide these wraparound services for everybody. We need to add to the law, not remove it. DeMuth said, if one is heading in the wrong direction, sometimes the best course is to simply turn around. Yesterday's press conference by the Senate Republican comes the morning after the Detroit Free Press outlined a national report affiliated with Harvard and Stanford universities. In that report, they used MSTEP test scores, comparing Michigan with 29 other states. The research published that Michigan students lost 44% of an entire year of education, almost half a year, in both math and reading skills, based on the scores between 2019 and 2023. Folks, this is very simple math, and this is very simple reading. It's third grade, and half of our third graders should not have been promoted this past year. They should have been retained and kept back in the third grade so that they could get more proficient at math and reading, and the Democrats poo-pooed it, removed the law, shut it down, and promoted those failing kids anyway. Yes, Michigan Democrats did that. It added that if you look specifically at Detroit, Detroit. Those poor kids, almost 60%, 59%, were not proficient in math and reading. Unbelievable. The Moose goes on. Last year, I was shocked sitting in the education committee meetings and watching how much time we spent doing one or two things, getting rid of standards, like the teacher evaluations, scrapping the report card ranking A to F based on a school's performance, which makes it very easy for parents to understand how their school's performing compared to other schools. We got rid of the third grade reading laws. DeMoose said, claiming that the panel spent so much effort last year helping out the teachers' unions, getting their pensions right, one thing after another. Almost nothing was spent talking about our kids, about our students, and how to get them performing better, end quote, said DeMoose. Well, they want to restore the A to F ranking system of the schools, which Democrats dropped in exchange for a full reliance on a 0 to 100% student success index system that can't label school districts with an alarming F grade. Republicans called for mandating student progress to be part of every educator's evaluation process. The bottom line is this, folks. They don't want their union teachers to be graded based on the performance of their students on tests. What are they afraid of? That's my first question. If you're a good teacher and you're teaching the kids how to read, how to do math, then what are you afraid of? So basically you're saying you're not confident in your children's ability to do well on a test after you've taught them all year, because they do these tests at the end of the year. 2024's test will be done, I believe it's April or May, could be June, I'm not sure. But from 2019 to 2023, the public schools are failing the kids. While I applaud these Republicans for this cute little sign that's taped onto the podium, their little press conference that they held yesterday, the harsh reality, folks, these bills, these 10 bills, are going to go into the trash can. It's absolutely amazing to me that they would even try it. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Performance-based teaching requires test scores and letter grades. You Democrats, what are you afraid of? Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.